little discombobulated today. It happens. Amen. But praise be to God for this day. Today is All Saints Day, and City Well has been through some things in the last couple of weeks. We had a beloved brother in Christ to pass away, Miles Reck, and we honored and celebrated his life yesterday. And I think yesterday evening, as I was trying to prepare, continue to prepare for today, I realized I hadn't had a chance to really mourn, to really think about this life that this person and this gift of God that I wouldn't see. He was always early. He always hugged me, big bear hug. And so as I lamented and began to think about all of the saints that I have known who have passed, from my grandmother, my father, my uncle, and what their lives meant to me, and to think about how you all would be sitting here. Many of you have lost loved ones who are very close, friends. And just to take a moment to be grateful for those lives, for they have touched us, and we are therefore forever changed because they have loved us, because we have known them, because God gave us that gift. But to also be real about the lament and the loss that we also know, because they are no longer with us. That is all I was bringing to the sermon and the scripture today. Lectionary has a scripture that's very familiar to me, and I'm reminded that, you know, you can look at a scripture one day and it's, you bring certain things and that's a perspective, but you look at it another day and you have a totally different perspective on that same portion of scripture. Ephesians chapter 1. And it's long, and I know some of you are cold, so rub your hands real good and listen. Listen very intently to the word of the Lord. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your hearts enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him to be the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this day of remembrance, this day to come before you to give you praise and honor and glory for the gift that is first and foremost our Lord Jesus Christ, and for the gift of your church, your holy ones, O God. Lord, let us have ears to hear, hearts to receive what you are yet saying. Use me today, O God, for I come with much lament and grief, but as you reminded us last week, you use the broken things. You collect the broken pieces, and they still feed. So thank you, O Lord. Feed your flock. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Part of what we said yesterday for the memorial service, time and time again, and in remembrance of all the saints, is that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. This cloud of witnesses extends not only now, and this church is, yes, a church, but there's a big C church. Brothers and sisters from all over, and we were able to experience that yesterday. Miles Reck had been a part of the Bible Church in Chapel Hill, and then also All Saints Church here in Durham. And we got to feast on this life that preached to us, and still preaches to us. The cloud of witnesses is now, and it extends throughout time. We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. This letter, Ephesians, is disputed as to whether Paul actually wrote it or not. And I love these type of disputes because it rings true that we attribute everything to Paul, to be quite honest. But we also sometimes get wrapped up in the author. For we know God uses anyone and everyone. So whether it was Paul or someone who Paul had taught or someone who just inspired by the Holy Spirit said these wonderful words, thanks be to God. Ephesians, as a book written to the church at Ephesus, has basically two portions. And we can look at that first portion as a theological unveiling. What does it mean to be saved? What does it mean to experience salvation? An unveiling. And then the second portion is ethical application. And we have heard about the whole armor of God that you read about in Ephesians 6 and how we are to live this salvation walk out. I call this portion of the letter, Characteristics of a Saint. I haven't heard her cry. I don't think I've ever heard her cry. I hope she's okay. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a pledge. And as I was reading it, I heard someone say, amen. We know the Holy Spirit comes in all of these different forms, in wind and water and fire. Holy Spirit, come now and warm us up. Amen. But here we see the Holy Spirit as a seal, as a pledge, as something we receive, and then we have this new identity. You are known. You are receiving this promise. The Holy Spirit as a pledge and a seal reminds me over there in my favorite book of the Bible when we see that 666, the seal of the beast. I always look at this and say, but there is this counter pledge. There is this counter seal. And here we find it. Characteristic of a saint is to be sealed with this pledge. You are a holy one because the Holy Spirit is living and dwelling inside of you. Characteristic of a saint. Know the hope to which he has called you. There is a hope to which the Lord has called you. And in Christ, you have so much hope. Yesterday, hope was on display. And most often, anytime you go to a funeral or a memorial service of one of these holy ones, you will hear hope preached a whole bunch. The hope of resurrection, to know this Christ that is the firstborn among the dead. Hope to see him face to face. Hope to experience what it's like to be in God's presence. This is the hope to which you have been called. And we know from Scripture that hope never fails. We live this hope. We preach this hope. And sometimes it is that hope that is the only thing we have to go on. Riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. This is the characteristic of the holy ones. So, as I often do when there's these key words that keep coming up in Scripture, inheritance. It was funny because when my father passed away, my grandfather whispered over to me and said, "Did you get any parting monies?" He was talking about inheritance. Mentioned three times in this portion of Scripture, we know it as something that is valuable, something you did not work for. But when you look it up, it says this interesting thing. Inheritance is something received by an heir, listen to this, at the death of the previous holder. Received as an heir at the death of the previous holder. We are heirs, joint heirs with Christ, and his death gives us a great inheritance, apparently a glorious inheritance, and it is rich. It is derived not genetically, as it were, but because we have been grafted into the promise of Abraham, that is our ancestor too. We are heirs and joint heirs with Christ. We have a great inheritance. Characteristic of a saint, of a holy one, is to know the power that comes from the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore." Go, therefore. This is what Matthew said. But then again, here in Ephesians, God put this power to work in Christ when he first raised him from the dead and then seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all the rule and all authority and all power. The point is that you have power. The holy ones have power. Sometimes I don't know if we believe that. Our quest for justice and our quest against oppression sometimes leaves us feeling like we really, really are not able to do anything. Somehow we forget that we hold the power because Christ gave it to us. That is part of our glorious inheritance, which is in the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Sometimes I always look at Scripture and I say, it always comes back to the community of faith, the body of Christ, the family of saints, the family of holy ones, not just here, not just us by ourselves, what it means to be a part of the church universal, not only now, but from age to age. The church out there, the church in here, throughout time, unity across every division. And believe you me, there are so many divisions woven into the fabric of our society. The body of Christ works against each one of them. Our Catholic brothers and sisters venerate the saints, and I think it is this beautiful, beautiful way of honoring the heroic lives, the miracles that have been worked throughout time. But again, when I looked up that word saint and how many times it's used, especially in Ephesians, the Greek word there is just holy ones. Just holy ones. We don't become holy of anything we do. Again, we have this inheritance. We didn't do anything to receive it. It was given to us because of that previous holder, Jesus Christ, who died for us and then allowed us to be heirs along with him. We get to be holy because Christ was holy. We get this pledge of the Holy Spirit, this hope that will never fail, this inheritance and this power in community because of what Jesus did for us. This is what it means to be a saint. This is what it means to be God's holy ones. As we continue to think about all of the saints that have gone before us and how we are connected to all of the holy ones that are living right now and will ever live, even with a crying baby, one day I pray she will be a saint as well. We can think about how God has worked it out in his son, Jesus. I came across something and it was talking about the cross. How the vertical line points to the Lord and it descends, reminding us of every person that we have ever buried or cremated, those who knew the Lord. But then the horizontal line is what it means to be a part of the family of faith forged in the blood of Christ Jesus. How we become the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood, sealed with the Holy Spirit, hope against hope, inheritance, and we have power. Amen.